Hey, Mac.
Hey, Goo.
I look like this now.
I can only imagine how warm it is in the Goodia right now, and you've dedicated yourself to the bit. I appreciate that.
Think of how hot it is on Tatooine. Yet right. Ewan McGregor, as Obi-Wan Kenobi, dedicated himself to that bit until he dies and becomes a Force ghost, and still wears the mask as a Force ghost.
Now, you know, I'm new to the beard game here.
Yeah.
This thing's barely grown in. Do you sweat more when you have a beard?
Or a mustache? You might have a bead or two that goes in there, but when you have a thicker beard, it catches more dirt, I would say.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It insulates. So, yeah, I guess you would be warmer.
Should I explain that very visual joke that we did at the top? So the other Billy D went out there and made masks. Of the
mask
original
of the
Obi-Wan,
Alec Guinness
yes,
mask.
Original Obi-Wan Kenobi, from our award-winning joke that was a post-credit add-on to our Obi-Wan Kenobi episode.
I just realized I got a real Tony Stark thing going on here with my quote-unquote beard.
I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, there. You look like a shithead.
Yeah,
no, well. You don't have. So he has more of like a mustache beard thing going on. You still have it connected. Mustache, beard, semi-goatee, but then you have little
it
patches.
It doesn't really
on the
connect,
side.
Though. It's just, if you were close up, you would see it, like, doesn't really connect.
So what you're telling me is that if we had a full HD camera and we were watching it on my expensive television,
yes.
We would see that your beard is not great.
You would see, if this was in 8K, you would see that. You'd also see a couple white hairs on this side, one of the sides, a couple white hairs in there.
I'll tell you right now, don't pull those out or three more will grow back in. By the way, Mac, just very quickly, if you are listening to this episode, I don't know what the date is on Goose Day. 23rd is Sunday, therefore the 26th, whatever it is. And you're saying to yourself, what in the H is going on? Why aren't these guys talking Comic-Con right now? This is pre-recorded. We're on vacation. We're vacation boys right now.
Yeah, hashtag vacation boys. If you want a little Comic-Con stuff, go to News Dump, the episode prior to this where we talked some potential Comic-Con stuff. We'll be talking Comic-Con very soon.
And if you need something right now to whet your whistle on Comic-Con and a recap of what happened, hashtag dork. I'm sure you already listened, but either way, go hashtag dork.
One goo, three, yeah!
Mac and goo.
Jaws 3.
Mac and goo.
King of Queens.
Mac and goo.
Meryl Streep.
Mac goo and
entertainment.
I'm goo.
And I'm Mac.
And I look like this now.
And you may hear Goo's muffled voice because it's coming through a mask with no mouth. No mouth. Speaking of which, Goo.
Yeah.
Halloween ends. There's a mask with no mouth.
Do you think it's part one? Someone just tweeted at us. I forget who said it. Part one of a multi-movie experience.
Ugh,
the end of
God.
Halloween. I can bet you anything, any amount of money, whatever I have, it's not the last one.
I fucking hope it is.
It ain't, babe. It ain't.
Put us out of our misery. Besides that, today we are talking or going back to revisiting our Thor 11 Thunder 21 questions. Our response to our award-winning segment. I don't know how many awards this segment has won.
I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about
Thor, Love, and Thunder.
And if you're new here, what we've been doing to preview the big releases is 21 questions a couple weeks before the movie, pondering, discussing possibilities and whatnot, and then revisiting after the fact to see how close we were, and also to further discuss the movie a little
yes.
bit. Thor: Love and Thunder was the 29th movie in the MCU, 34th entry overall. Now we're up to 35 with Ms. Marvel. This is a rated PG-13 action-adventure comedy. Runtime of 119 minutes. And Goo, honestly, this is stunning. A Rotten Tomato score of 68% from the critics, 78% from the audience. On Metacritic, a 57. So whichever way you slice it, if you go by the internet scores, this is one of the worst Marvel movies. And I am shocked. Shocked that it's that way.
I don't agree, so I'm fine with that.
I know people have issues with the movie, and I recognize that, but to rate it as low as The Dark World, it's fucking asinine. It's insane.
They make him too silly. They should keep him dark. That's what everyone wanted this entire time.
Right, yeah. Everyone wanted fun back during the Dark World. They gave us fun, and now they're like, give us more Dark World. Goo, this
Bing
of course
Brack,
is-
Kenneth Branagh. Bring back, not Bing Brack, like I said.
No, Bing Brack.
Bing Brack, Brack Kenneth Branagh.
This, of course, was written by Taika Waititi and Jennifer Caton Robinson, directed by Waititi. And Goo, off the top, I have had several conversations with folks that aren't massive MCU fans. They're more casual.
Yeah.
And they didn't seem to love the movie. And I find that kind of surprising because I think it's a movie for non-MCU people.
Yeah, because it almost spoofs MCU movies.
Yeah, but it's also just like an outright comedy, an outright rom-com, so that you really didn't even need to have that much prior knowledge to watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm honestly surprised that it's not getting that much love.
Because they want an alpha Thor. They don't want a beta Thor.
I'm honestly surprised. I really am. It doesn't change my mind about it at all. I still borderline love the movie. I love Taika Waititi. He can pretty much do no wrong for me. But I definitely hear some of the complaints about it.
So when someone says to me, I thought it was too silly. Yeah, sure. I can see that. Yeah. I thought that Gore should have actually butchered some gods. Yeah, sure, probably. But
yeah, that I'm okay with. If someone says it's too silly, I just keep going back to, what do you want out of a space god movie? What do you want out of it? It's a silly thing in the first place.
It is on the poster.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Goo, without further ragu, let's jump into the 21 questions we asked prior to seeing the movie.
I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about
Thor, Love, and Thunder. Mac, will this be the best Thor movie? I said no, but it might be funnier, and then you told me not to rip my gooch on the fence.
Yeah, and I said, I don't think it's going to be, but there's a possibility it is.
Which sounds more like sitting on the fence than me.
No, because I actually made a statement.
Someone go
I don't think it's gonna be.
To Twitter right now.
I don't think it's
and
gonna
tell
be.
Us who was more on the fence with their answer. I said distinctively, no, but yeah, it'll be funnier. That's not on the fence.
That's sitting on the fence, yes.
Those are two definitive things.
No, your gooch just got ripped wide open.
Yep.
We both basically expected it to be the second best Thor movie, and that's where I have it ranked. Honestly,
same
my
here.
Expectation was about right on. And maybe... maybe that's why people aren't liking it as much as us. It was like exactly what we expected, more mm-hmm. or less. So I don't know. Oh, to answer a question from the chat here,
yes,
we're all about questions today. JT Navarro asks, has Natalie Portman lost her fastball a little bit?
I think it depends on the property that she's doing, because it depends on how much she cares.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. She's a very artsy actress,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of the reason why she got away from the Thor movies in the first place. But she's also made a lot of really bad movies. Your Highness, right? That movie fucking sucked. So every
that's
once in a while she
a
gets
real bad
in.
Movie. Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know. Every once in a while, maybe she needs money, which is why she comes back to these things. But I don't know if she's lost her fastball, because I always sort of saw her as an up and down sort of thing. But there are some people that hold her in high regards.
Is there a chance this is the worst Thor movie? We said no, but if he asked the critics, maybe.
Yeah, I think there's people out there, probably even listening to this podcast right now, that might say it was the worst Thor movie. I don't think there's even an argument. Like, I don't even think you can argue that The Dark World is better than this movie. But I think there are people that would say, yes, this is the worst Thor movie.
Where does this movie need to rank in the MCU to be considered a success? I said somewhere around the 10 slash it just needs to be higher than No Way Home for me. So that needs to rank top 12. And as of right now, I have it in that bunch of movies that are 9 to 12, probably on the lower end of that, probably right at 12.
Yeah, I think I wanted it in that like 8 to 11 range, just a tad higher than you. Maybe I think I had No Way Home at 12th roughly. And so if it was better than that, I was going to be happy. I think I have it ranked 8th, still at 8th,
mm-hmm.
and I'm happy with it there. So I would consider it a success. I'm interested to see how the studio is evaluating it, though, because again, we didn't talk about much about this, but the Thor movies have never made a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to think from their perspective, I don't know how they value this, honestly. I don't know, because...
well, they spent a lot of money on it.
It's still making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, like, if you're watching this movie, you still want Taika Waititi to direct your movies. I mean, maybe you want it edited or produced a little more by other people.
Maybe written by someone else.
I feel like with a little better decision-making in the script, there was 40 dog potential here.
If they went deeper into Gore, I would have been a little bit happier.
Agreed.
I've been hogging all the questions. You want to ask one?
Sure. Goo, how early do we get the Mighty Thor, a.k.a. Natalie Portman's character?
So I think that we said very early because they showed her in the trailer pretty much telling us she'll be in the whole movie as this.
Yeah, I think I said first 20 or 30 minutes. I think we got her the first 15 minutes.
Now, where has Jane been, and how does her cancer / sickness, how does this affect the story, and is it from the ether? So they didn't get into that it was from the ether, more that it was a family thing because her mother also had it, which doesn't really make, you know, doesn't always tie together perfectly. I feel like it would have been better for the story if the ether played into her sickness, putting more guilt on Thor.
I agree with you that it would have been better story-wise that the ether had a lasting effect on her.
Yeah.
Thus giving her the cancer. But I also think they wanted to separate themselves as much from the Dark World as possible, which is why I don't think they actually... I imagine they might have even shot a scene with that, or maybe in the first script they had that connection, but they just didn't acknowledge it altogether.
Because that would have been cool also, because the question has been asked, why would Mjolnir be slowly killing her if it's supposed to be protecting her? It would have been something that's like kind of cool if they're like, well, if she didn't have that ether in her, it could have protected her, but that is what's fighting against Mjolnir keeping her safe.
Right. Yeah, there's a little like, it's a bit of a stretch there from A to B. Like, I just bought it, you know, when Mjolnir's also sapping her power, but I could see people having a problem with that line drawn there.
Is there a chance this is a different Jane from a different timeline? We said sure, anything's possible, but probably not.
Yeah, I thought there might be a chance, but no, definitely was the same Jane Foster. With the Mighty Thor showing up and the rumblings of the Thunderbolts, will any other superhero group be teased?
Not group, but
Hercules.
No spoilers, by the way.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening to this podcast and you haven't seen the movie, you're either a moron or you don't care. Yeah, we got more god stuff teased.
Yeah.
Son of Zeus, Hercules. And I don't know if they'll ever do anything with it, but I'm certainly intrigued by that because we're spending a lot of times on gods in Phase 4 of Marvel. So it should mean something at some point, I hope.
Well, the rumor is that possibly in a Thor 5, you might see a heroes versus gods.
Huh. That would be a pretty big movie. Would the Thor movies become how Civil War was and how the Cap movies became?
Possibly, but you also might see him needing some more help. And of course, the post-credit was Valhalla, and you might see some of those characters come back, which could be cool for a scene, but also undercuts the deaths.
Yeah, I wouldn't enjoy seeing
that. That would introduce so many Lokis into our lives, though.
Just a Loki force.
Just be all Lokis. Oh, by the way, it also teased another character that would probably join the Young Avengers, Thor's daughter, which I didn't realize this at the time that we recorded our podcast. The actress playing his daughter in the movie is Chris Hemsworth's daughter.
Correct.
Which I don't mind if it's just for a cameo, but if it's to actually play the character, I don't like that.
Well, I mean, I didn't have any issues with the little girl actress. They didn't really ask her to do much.
No, but if she's now a part of the MCU and playing a bigger role, do they really know that she could carry a movie or carry a character?
Well, I think the easy answer there, she'll be aged up the next time we see her. You know, it's not going to be Hemsworth's daughter again.
What if it is?
I doubt it. She's like 7 years old.
If it's her again, just say you don't like it.
Goo!
Yeah.
How many Thors will there be?
Did we set an over-under on this?
I don't know if we did. We realized that we would get at least two.
Yeah.
I feel like we probably would have said 2.5.
Right.
And we ended up getting, what, 30? Because all the
kids? I think 30, because all those kids were Thors.
Yeah. And then, then we talked about the discussion of if you wield Mjolnir, are you technically a Thor? And you wanted Chris Evans to be credited as a Thor in Endgame.
Which people have talked about since, so I deserve credit for that. And that would have been great if Chris Evans held Mjolnir and he's like, I want a cape. And then a cape just fucking grew.
I think there's something different between. I think there's a distinction to be made. Someone that gets the enchantment and then someone that's worthy.
Nope.
To me, there's a difference.
Nope, they're all Thor. They're all Thor. Which does ask the question, why didn't he do that during the Battle of Wakanda.
Just make everyone Thor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plot hole. Plot hole.
I mean, no, but maybe he just learned this. Obviously, he had a new self-realization. He's been meditating a ton.
Or maybe he can only do it with Asgardians.
Possibly. Okay, you know what? That's probably not true, but I'll take that for what it is. That's probably wrong. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if that's real or not. If you burn this trash, it makes stars. Let's see here, Mac. Will this movie have Thor bowing out? Kinda, because one of them kinda did.
Yeah, I guess Portman would be bowing out, possibly. Hemsworth and Strange seem like the two strongholds right now going forward from our prior cast.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think Hemsworth's going anywhere anytime soon unless the MCU really takes a downturn.
Now, Portman, who was a Thor, technically does die in it. But like we talked about earlier, she might get pulled back into another war or something. Because I think in the comics, she does die, but she comes back as a Valkyrie or something.
I don't care for that. I don't want that.
Look,
when
man.
You're dead, you're dead.
A lot of things are going to start to happen that we don't like. It's already happening for other people.
Yeah, it's so already going on.
Things right. are already happening that people don't want.
Do any major characters die?
I wish Valkyrie did. Now, I'm not saying that I don't like the character, but I think that would have added a ton of gravity plus more pain for a Thor to chew on.
Yeah, Jane Foster, you also asked very politely to not kill Korg. And that was the moment where I was like, oh no. Yeah. I was like, please don't kill Korg.
But then when his face was still alive, I was like, maybe you should have killed him because this is kind of dumb too.
No, in on it.
No, okay, in fine.
That's the type of goof I'm in on.
Mac was in the theater, and there's a guy next to us going, "What? How can he still be alive?" And Mac goes,
"This
no,
is too goofy.
That's the type of goof I'm in on, right?"
I said, "No, this is the right amount of goof.
This
sir.
Is my goof right here.
This is hashtag my goof."
Mac, does Gore have a chance to be the best MCU villain? And I think with a little more screen time, he could have been number two. I think he would have had an opportunity at number two if he had more at the beginning. And then another scene in the movie, maybe slaying some gods, or another very well-acted scene by Christian Bale. He could have possibly, I'm not saying that he definitely would have, but he possibly could have leapfrogged Killmonger.
Leapt freaked. I said no chance because Thanos is number one.
Yeah.
I said he's got a great chance of becoming number four. I didn't think he'd crack the top three. I do have it Thanos, Killmonger, Vulture.
Yeah.
But I could see him getting past Vulture. I couldn't see him getting past Killmonger because that's just Killmonger's movie. And I don't think this was ever going to be Gore's movie.
I think another scene could have been Gore's movie, though.
No, there's too much Jane stuff for it to become Gore's movie.
I also, as of right now, I think I would have him in my Goose Juicy six pack. But it depends on how you look at the Winter Soldier and Loki.
Yeah, there's a big discussion there, but he's definitely not top three.
Right, because I would still take Phase 1 Loki, like actual bad guy Loki, and Winter Soldier in his movie, and in the, you know, parts where he's not Bucky Barnes, great villain.
Yeah, I mean, just that moment alone of the Winter Soldier
catching
the shield and staring was cooler than anything Gore did in this movie.
Will this movie mention tie into the final scenes of Eternals, No Way Home, Multiverse of Madness, Loki, WandaVision, any of that? And not really, no.
Yeah, we saw a couple Celestials, which is kind of an Eternals tie-in. We didn't really get any multiversal things. None, in fact.
Yeah, but none on the final scenes, where the final scenes are, you know, this thing growing out of Earth. Or giant god peeking in on Earth.
We did get Eternity, which I guess is a tie-in to everything, because there's probably only one of them, even in the multiverse. So maybe you could say that was a tie-in.
That was my favorite line of the movie, though. You have one wish. Use it wisely. I wish for two wishes.
Speaking of tie-ins,
will
Loki play into the story?
He was on Thor's back as a tattoo, and I do think that it would have been a little shark jumpy if he showed his face in Valhalla.
I meant more the show Loki, not the character.
That's funny because I wrote this question and I should have known the context of the question.
Yes, because under it says Kang?
So yeah, so no. The answer is no.
Will they kill Gore? We suspected they might.
Yeah.
And they did.
They absolutely did. Oh my lord. They absolutely. No, actually, he kind of killed himself because he used the Necrosword. Sorry, he used the Dark Sword. It wasn't even the Necrosword because they couldn't use the symbiote because of that damn Sony corporation. But credit to Sony, if it wasn't for them, Top Gun Maverick wouldn't have happened.
Hey, like you said, what's your world famous line that's gone viral now?
It's gone viral. Everyone's saying it. I look like this now. No, everyone's saying Venom walked so
right.
Maverick could fly.
Exactly. Nailed it.
By the way, that is in reference to people at Sony saying the reason why Top Gun Maverick, as of right now, as we speak, is top 20 all time in box office gross. They're saying the reason why that has been able to happen is because Venom went to the theaters.
Yeah. Do you understand the connection they're making there? Because I simply don't. I do not.
I can tell you right now, if Venom didn't go to theaters, I'm sure another movie would have.
Yeah, we saw a million things talking about how Tom Cruise was only going to let this come out in theaters.
Yeah,
so
Tom Cruise would have waited 10 years.
It was Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise didn't give a shit. He would have waited 10 years.
Unless they're saying Venom was mo-capped by Tom Cruise, I don't understand what the statement is.
That'd be cool if he was, though. Starts jumping on couches and shit.
No, it's always Andy Serkis for that shit.
That's a good point. Very good point. Mac, will this movie mentioned tie into? We already just did that question. I'm going to skip that one.
What are the
MCU implications beyond just Thor in the story here? And if we're looking at the Young Avengers, we do have the Eternity daughter.
Do we know her name yet?
I think it's Eternity.
I don't think that's it.
Definitely not it. But the power of Eternity, though. She Thorla? Definitely has. She has a name. Yeah, it's Flula.
Flula Borg.
I don't know, really, outside of a Thor storyline, how this would affect many other things. I guess the Guardians, but they don't really.
I was just gonna say the only thing I can say is it maybe that gets brought up in Guardians 3. That's.
Do you think they open Guardians 3? The first line is "Thank God Thor's off our ship."
I hope they reference it at least.
Yeah.
At the very least. Goo.
Yeah.
Speaking of. How much of a hand will the Guardians have in this movie?
You and I both said they'll be gone by Act 1, which was completely true. Actually, they were in it for less than that.
Yeah.
But we thought there was an outside chance they might show up again in the third act. That did not happen.
That did not happen. We also asked, you know, will that be the jumping off point for Guardians 3? And it does sort of seem like that based upon the conversation they have.
Yeah.
What is the name of Star-Lord's ship there? I always forget.
The Milano?
Yeah, there you go. Inside the Milano. And they were gone.
That's
within...
his first ship. Is this one the Benatar?
Oh, you might be right.
I think this was the Benatar.
You might be correct on that. And yeah, they were gone in the first like 25 minutes. So there you had it. Maybe even less than that. Because right, the first like 6-7 minutes is Gore. And then you get that scene on that planet where Thor comes to rescue him, and then the Guardians are gone. So maybe they're gone in the first 20 minutes.
Mac, will there be any cameos in this movie? And we knew about Melissa McCarthy and the others retelling the story of Ragnarok. That was a highlight of the movie and a great callback later on in the movie when the two actors once again want to tell the story of what just happened.
Awesome.
Literally
callback.
5 minutes later.
They start workshopping ideas.
There were Eternals in the God Room. There was someone for Black Panther, but we didn't really get a chance, like a great chance to see them.
Oh, in Omnipotent City
yeah.
there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep, yep. Yeah, there was definitely some Easter eggs there. I wondered maybe Captain Marvel, too. We didn't get her here. We did get her at the end of Ms. Marvel.
I think Captain Marvel should have showed up, actually. I think she should show up more. She's got a lot of powers.
Yeah, it's tough now because she's out in the galaxy, so at what level do you call her back to Earth, you know?
When someone is going to wish away a ton of people.
There you go.
That seems like a lot. And then also, I think it'd be funnier, and they're not going to do it, is if Sam starts to like fly up to other heroes, like lands, has like the big wings, looks all cool, looks up, and then he goes, "You need my help?" And they're like, "No, we're good," and he just flies away.
Like, all right.
That's a new running gag in the MCU. He has the shield. He punches the ground, looks up. "Need any of my help?" Nah, we're good.
And then I want on a tier below that, yeah. Rhodey always asking Sam if he needs help, and he's like, nah, I'm good. Just a trickle-down effect.
That's the new thing in the MCU, is like the lower-level heroes asking the gods if they need any help, and the answer is always, yeah. Nah, I'm good.
It's like the deep with Homelander, yeah. That type of thing.
Because we saw during that first battle that the Guardians really weren't doing very well against those owls, yet right. Thor went in there by himself and just killed them all.
Legit by himself.
Yeah.
Which leads you to believe, like, Star-Lord legit has no more powers from his connection with Ego.
Most likely.
I'd like him to have, like, a little something.
But to be fair, though, even when he had that connection, he didn't really know about it or know how to use it. So maybe he does have something new, but he doesn't know how to use it.
You ever hear this?
If you don't use it, you lose it.
I wonder if, you know, when he was obviously able to grab onto the Power Stone there and not die. I wonder if he's around Infinity Stones if maybe something kicks up. Maybe if he's around Captain Marvel, he gets a little heightened ability.
A little heightened ability?
Oh.
Working blue.
Goo!
Yeah.
Where will this movie take place on the timeline?
No idea.
We have no fucking clue.
We had no idea going
in.
Phase
4 stuff is.
Maybe that's what they're doing at Comic-Con. It's the big timeline.
Just giving us a timeline. The big bad in the MCU is
listen to me.
Time.
Save all of your casting news. Save all of your trailers. Save all of your teasers. Just fill in a timeline on the board of when everything is happening. I'm happy there.
That's actually pretty funny.
Mac, at around 2 hours, will this movie feel short or will it be Mama Bear's porridge? And the answer is too short.
Yeah, definitely too short. I think that's one of the majority complaints is that it was too short, not enough story for gore, and I will agree with that.
But you did make a good point. We're not allowed to complain about that because we complain about movies being too long.
Constantly.
But hear me out. I like to complain, so I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
You got to wait 31 minutes until you can swear. It's not adult time yet. Goo?
Yeah.
Which Mjolnir is Jane wielding?
Before
Which
I answer
a legitimate
that.
Question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Before I answer that, let's get off topic. When you were a kid at a hotel, weren't you psyched when they wouldn't throw you out of the pool when it was adult time?
Yes.
Like you felt like you were getting away with something?
We also, a couple times back in my hooligan days,
yeah.
Actually one of our high school classmates got married when we were 21 down on a naval base in Virginia. And we stayed at like a Marriott courtyard, whatever the hell it's called. So the courtyard has the pool. So we went in the pool at like 11 o'clock at night when it was closed. And we just said, fuck them rules.
Probably had someone with the worst day of their life having to clean you guys up.
That's what Tom Cruise taught me. Fuck them rules.
What was your question?
Which Mjolnir is Jane wielding in this movie?
It is
we saw,
the new one.
We
yeah.
saw the broken Mjolnir. Mm-hmm. And we saw the Mjolnir placed back in time to 2014. So I guess there was a possibility there could be two, but it was the hella broken Mjolnir. And maybe the coolest part of the whole movie is the new ability
yes,
of Mjolnir.
Yes, I agree.
That it's split. It's
I agree.
Fucking super, super cool.
Mac, lots of goats in the trailers and character posters. How funny will those goats be? And the answer is every time.
Yeah, very, very funny.
I laughed every single time. I understand.
As did I.
Look, it's a joke from 10 years ago. I get it. It's a gif or a meme from 10 years ago. Made me laugh.
Made me laugh.
They're like, you know, when they flew up and they bumped into the planet and they started yelling. Made me laugh. I'm an idiot, though. I'm stupid.
Rick and Morty moment there, too. Yeah. Goo, should we lower our expectations for these movies or should we let this movie dictate that? Actually, maybe the best question we asked and now the best relevant question post-movie.
I think that we said, let's have this movie dictate it. But as yeah. we answered that, we lowered the expectations anyways because of the question early on saying, where will this rank in the MCU? And the fact that we didn't say this should be the best one ever, and we said, let's hope for top 12, that means that we already lowered our expectation.
Yeah, and I think this is a question that listeners will be answering differently too. I think that if the people that didn't really like this movie have definitively lowered their expectations, I'm still keeping it in that range because again, I don't know, like the top four movies in the MCU, maybe even 5 through 7 are as well.
I'll say top 8. Yeah.
Some of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
So it's really ridiculous to expect movies to reach that range.
Yeah.
But the tier below that, which is where this movie falls for me, or maybe a tier below that for a lot of other people, I think is a very reasonable expectation. So that's why I don't know if I should lower my expectation, because I think I'm right on it.
If we were to lower our expectations to thinking that these movies are just going to suck, what's the point of us talking about them?
Right. Perfect point. And if we were to lower our expectation, we should be expecting DC level movies. And then I don't want to think like that.
Oh, look at Mac. He's getting paid by Disney again. Disney forgot to pay him for Doctor Strange, but now they lined his pocket back up for Thor.
Juiced me up.
He's goosed. Mac, what are you expecting in the post-credit scenes? There is rumored to be two of them. Did we mention Hercules? I don't think we did.
No, we definitely didn't.
But I was expecting Hercules in the God Room, I think. So I didn't think that would be a post-credit thing. But I was hoping for a heart-to-heart between Loki and Thor. We didn't get that.
No, I didn't expect either of the post-credits we got. One was kind of meaningless. The Hercules stuff, I'm very intrigued by. Mm-hmm. But again, like if you go back to Guardians 2, they did 7 post-credits, and I don't think they followed up on any of them. So
yeah.
I don't know how much the Hercules one is actually going to mean.
Oh, I also want to get into, so people do think that they don't love how Thor pretty much undercuts all these like serious events with, you know, being jokey or being silly. But that's how some people who don't know how to cope with serious things.
A lot of people. Everyone has a friend and a family member like that.
You're looking at one right now.
There you go. I
have a real issue with it.
My father, my uncle, several members of my family do that in emotional moments. Everyone has a family member or two. Everyone has a mm-hmm. friend like that. So for people to think that that's like not realistic is idiotic.
Especially where if you look at the timeline of the Thor movies, and credit to Ryan Airy of Screen Crush for this, even though, yes, he's 1500 in the first Thor movie, he's pretty much a teenager. He's acting like a teen with his first love, Jane Foster. Then in the second one, he's acting like an early 20s person in his first relationship. Then his first breakup in the next one. And then now he is, you know, trying to get back with his ex-girlfriend. That was a hilarious joke. But he doesn't mature at the same rate other people do. He's going through those steps right now.
Right. No, there's a perfect lineation of the development of Thor, as you just described it. And I think his reactions to things make absolutely perfect
sense. He literally, over the past 10 years, has lost his entire family and everyone he's ever loved.
And
he's
still dealing with mental effects of not going for the head and Thanos killing half the universe.
Yes. So like I'm saying here, you might not like it when people do it, but some people act silly when they're uncomfortable.
100%. 100% correct. Goo.
Yes.
Our final question here, wrapping up Mac and Goo's award-winning 21 questions after the 21 questions. Kevin Feige teased that the next big bad will be revealed in the next couple of months. Do we figure it out here? No.
No.
No, we do not.
No.
Nope.
We'll figure it out 4 weeks later at Comic-Con, maybe. Hashtag.
Or in November with Wakanda Forever.
I
think that's the last possible
thinking
time.
That he's going to tease it at D23.
Possibly.
Which I believe is an August question mark?
That I don't know.
I think D stands for August, so I'll say that.
August.
August, double D. That was...
Alex 21 questions, and they all about...
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Let's get into Maxack.
And Maxack could be anything. It could be a boat. And Mac, just once again, a big round of applause for all of the Mac and Goobers who are going through and either writing a review for the first time or redoing their reviews, because we've gotten a ton of them this past month and I look really good at work.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thank you. Keep it up. It's funny reading them.
Yeah.
It's funny reading references from the show in them, most notably about the cocks. Never enough cocks, so keep the cocks coming.
This one comes in from Jill Brennan. 10 out of 10 recommend. If you're not listening to this podcast, what are you doing? Reevaluate your choices.
Question, Jillian.
But I'd also like to say this, is that it's never too late to change. Like, right. You could have used to been a piece of shit.
Maybe don't start with this episode if you're going to dive in. But
I mean, I would always say that if you want to dive into an episode, I would dive into the 21 questions about the movie and then do the answers. Don't do the answers first.
Right. Right. And then maybe the movie review in between. Make it a nice Thor sandwich.
Also, keep in mind that we're going to forget half of our answers in this portion of the show.
Absolutely.
I didn't even know one of the questions I asked.
Six times.
Yes. This one comes in from It's Bertsky. 5 stars. Goated. I'm going to keep it a stack. The Mac and Goo program is goated. Just a couple of dogs in the podcasting space. They put me onto some great movies lately, and I'm not even a huge movie guy. So, no cap, these boys are built different. FR.
For real.
This one here is from P. Buerns, which, by the way, if you are a new listener to the podcast, we actually helped him get engaged.
Yes, and then he helped me win this expensive computer chair behind me.
I didn't want to say anything, but your computer chair is the best thing that you own. It's the best thing about you.
Might be.
Hot dog innards. 5 stars. Even though they have yet to release the 12-month of Mac Fireman calendar, they still deserve 5 out of 5.
I did send out a tease. I sent out one tease. I just need 11 more.
You only have one photo. That's the issue.
Well, that's from the Fire Academy fucking 10 years ago. I've never posed for a photo since, nor do I plan on it. But we could make that work. We could start a Patreon, you know, a GoFundMe for the calendar.
And half of them, you'll be wearing this mask.
The issue, of course, I know you don't work in a firehouse, nor do most of our listeners don't. If I take any photo like that, I will see that photo for the rest of my life, posted in every station and every nook and cranny. It's not worth the headache for me.
Yeah, but you love attention. It's your favorite thing.
No, I would love to hide. I don't even want anyone to ever know I was on the fire department.
I'm completely with you in the fact that I enjoy having attention in like my regular life, but when it comes to work, I like to be completely unseen.
Just leave me alone. I'll do my job, head down, and I'll retire.
But to the point of like, I want people asking each other what he does. Like, no one knows what I do.
No, I don't want anyone asking that about me at work, because then that's a bad thing.
This one from R. Booth. Informative podcast, 5 stars. Ampersand is called an ampersand. And Tony Stark wrote the Sokovia Accords.
I think we taught that fellow what an ampersand is. Remember I posited that a few podcasts ago?
Yeah.
I wondered how many people didn't know that the and sign above the 7 is called an ampersand. And I wondered if we had taught someone that. There's
so,
one right there.
Once again, head over to Apple Podcasts, write some more reviews. They really make me happy.
If
just
you do
that,
5 stars, Goo will get you a free t-shirt.
Maybe.
From the folks over at Watertown Sportswear.
I got to talk to Mike.
Watertown Sportswear, 34 Mount Auburn Street in Watertown. Watertown Sportswear, expert screen printing and embroidery. WatertownSportswear.com.
T Public, merch. People can find us on Twitter, on Instagram, at Mac and Goo Podcast. We're on Facebook. We don't do anything over there.
No, none.
We also do trivia once a month. Yes. This next one will be on August 24th. We're scheduled for that, at least. We'll figure out what's happening. TBD on the topic. But I think we are going to do Harry Potter soon.
That was thrown around. Simpsons was thrown around. We'll figure. It'll be a big name thing, most likely.
Max, so I think the people want to know, what did you think of this episode?
Not enough cocks.
Fucking nailed it. I didn't know if you'd go there, but you did.
Took me a second. Not going to lie.
All right. So thank you for listening. We'll have Comic-Con at the end of this week at some point. Tuesdays are Goose Days. I abuse kangaroos.
Bye.
Please flip the cassette over to side B to continue the adventure.